This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A new round of missile attacks on Ukraine this morning and a warning from Russia to the U.S. and its allies. By helping Ukraine, they are increasingly being drawn into the conflict. This morning's missile attacks hit Zaporizhia in southern Ukraine. Military analyst Siddharth Kashal says Russia is sending a message after a strategic bridge it uses was attacked.
Both to, restore credibility amongst their own domestic public, but also I suppose they would be hoping to deter the Ukrainians from subsequent similar actions.
World reaction came fast after Russia's missile barrage on Monday. The AP's Norman Hall.
Delegates to the United Nations have condemned Russia's rush hour missile attacks on the capital of Kyiv and other regions of Ukraine. Russia has said that it was retaliating for what it called a Ukrainian terrorist attack Saturday on a strategic bridge. Ukrainian Ambassador Sergei Kislytsia says the Russians committed war crimes by deliberately targeting civilians.
Suffering defeats on the battlefield, Russia takes it out on the peaceful residents of Ukrainian cities.
A UN vote is expected this week on a resolution condemning Russia's recent annexation of four regions of Ukraine. I'm Norman Hall.
Nuri Martinez, the president of the Los Angeles City Council, has resigned her leadership post after she was heard making racist comments in a conversation with other Latino leaders. She says she's sorry and she's expressing shame. Her statement did not say she would resign her council seat. The Uvalde, Texas school district superintendent says he plans to resign by the end of the academic year, following months of community outrage over the handling of the shooting that left 21 people dead. The Uvalde School Board unanimously voted last night to begin the search for Hal Harrell's successor. This is AP News. Accusations at the Ohio Senate candidates debate last night. The AP's Donna Warder.
In a debate carried by News Nation, Democrat and incumbent Tim Ryan accused his Republican challenger of calling into question the 2020 presidential election.
I tell you what I think politically is a huge threat to our democracy. And that's guys that don't have the guts to stand up to their own party.
Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance accused Ryan of taking money from pharmaceutical companies.
This guy is the biggest fan of pharma, and he's the biggest fan of illegal pharma, which is the Mexican drug cartels that are bringing this poison into our country.
Vance also accused Ryan of supporting policies that led to a 10-year-old girl in Ohio being raped. And Ryan accused Vance of starting a fake nonprofit to help people overcome addiction issues. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.